Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. Team PXY's savage or sensible?
I don't want to put any extra pressure on anybody, but this savage or sensible could potentially impact the rest of someone's life. So there's that.
Oh my God. And you say I'm the dramatic one.
I mean, it will. And today's going to be a little bit different because we actually have a guest that we're about to bring on. One of our new favorites. We've got Ryan from Webster,
TikTok star,
back on with us this morning. Ryan, how's it going, man? How are you holding up?
Hey, hottie.
Stop it, you creep. What an absolute creep. Ryan, first off, let's lead off with the fact that we thought of you when the restrictions came down about not being able to work out at the gym past 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we just had a conversation the week before about how you love to work out at night.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I got the in-house workout.
Okay.
I knew it based on the TikTok videos. I told Corey, I said, and he's got a home gym set up.
Yeah, of
not
course.
That I'm
of
stalking
course.
You or
yes,
anything.
Yes, 100% stalking you. But no, today's Savage or Sensible, not about working out or the gym or abs. Today, Savage or Sensible... deferring another semester of college, even though your parents don't want you to. Ryan, you're a college student.
I am.
Where do you go again?
I'm a college student. I go to Bowdoin College up in Maine, like right on the coast. Kind of close to Portland.
Okay. So. Oh, wow. Okay. Gotcha.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
And you deferred the fall semester, given everything that's happened. Probably a smart move. Are you regretting that decision? I'm thinking probably not, right?
No, best decision I ever made, legitimately.
Okay.
I can't, most people talk about how, you know, bad quarantine was or, like, how bad it was for business and stuff like that. I understand that, but legitimately deferring that semester as far as, like, me following kind of, like, what I'm passionate about was the best thing I could have done.
Right. Okay,
well,
yeah.
You got TikTok famous, so.
You've been very, very busy, and social media is your passion.
And you don't just stay on TikTok, right? You're doing YouTube videos and a bunch of other media collabs.
Yeah, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and it doesn't even really just stop with social media. Like, I want to get into, legitimate acting. I just signed with like a business manager who's kind of basically helped me on that front, like run through.
Wow.
Because he has experience with acting and with like the kind of Hollywood realm. So,
right,
like,
I have a
I'm
request.
Pretty excited about it.
I have a request.
Yeah.
When you are a huge famous star, don't forget about us, please. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh my God.
So where you got
are
your
you
start,
kidding me?
Ryan.
You better let me come in on these Savage and Sensible.
Obviously.
In between shoots out in Hollywood, just checking it. So Ryan is now faced with a decision because the spring semester, obviously, is right around the corner. And you are leaning towards not going back once again, deferring another semester.
Right. I just figured, like, you know, why, for me, it's like, why not go with the momentum? I've invested these last couple of months into going after, you know, what I've been doing and kind of like following my passion in this realm, and things have been going really well. Will it go that well for the next, you know, 4 or 5 months? I don't know. You know, there's no guarantee in that, but you know, for me to like not just like fully invest my time into that and give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
When I have this momentum kind of going, like I think I could end up, I guess, regretting that. And right. So, you know, I'm the kind of person where like if I put everything I have into something, I think that, you know, eventually if I work hard enough, I'll see results.
Sure.
And so I'm optimistic in that way.
Great mentality to have for sure.
But, right,
so but Ryan, like you're young, you're so young that like this is the prime, you know, time when it comes
strike,
to,
if you will, yeah,
social media, acting, all that stuff. They like them young, not like that.
Why?
Ew,
what is wrong with you today?
Oh my God! No, but seriously, once you get to like 30, you're washed up, which is not true at all in real life. Like that's not a thing.
Is your goal to be as creepy as possible for the
summer? But they like them young.
Stop it. Doubles down. Here's the thing, though, for Ryan, your parents not quite on the same thought process as you are, and they are, and deserve it. And I think it makes sense logically. They're worried that if you don't go back, then. Well, you may never go back. How much more do you have to do, by the way, to graduate?
Literally, and this is part of, you know, my dad's thing. And like, let me preface by saying, like, my parents are extremely supportive of me. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're like, you know, don't go after this. They fully want me to. But I'm 6 classes away from graduating. So that's like the thing for my dad is like, you're literally like a semester away.
You're almost there for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, I think that they're coming from a place of wanting the best for you, obviously. And
like not wanting to waste your time and money. Like that's so much time and money mm-hmm. wasted to not finish.
Yeah.
So I totally see where they're coming from in that aspect. Is there any way you could finish up online, or are most of these final classes like capstone classes that you need to do in person?
No, I think I have one upper level class for. So I'm a double major in economics in government, and so, but I took all my upper level classes for government, and I really just have one like high level, like 300 or 3,000 level course, whatever you call it.
And the rest is like ballroom
economics.
Dancing, and competitive Jenga,
basket weaving.
That's right. Sure. Yeah exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get. I would love to get. This is kind of like advice Savager Sensible.
It's a combo platter
from some people, because I know, again, there's you're never alone if you're part of this show, so there's certainly people listening right now who maybe did find themselves in that position that you are right now, where you took a little time off from school, you're kind of pursuing other things, that's building momentum, now you have the opportunity to go back to school potentially next semester. Do you go back? That is the question. 585-222-9800. We've got somebody on hold here who has actually some life experience with this she'd like to share. Melissa joins us now. Good morning, Melissa.
Honestly, I feel like, Ryan, you sound like you're a very intelligent young man, and I give you a lot of credit for that. And although I don't want to take away your passion, I can tell you that I do think that you should go back and finish. You are like, I mean, why walk 999 steps and not finish and follow through?
Yeah.
And I just feel like because you are almost there, you should be able to, you know, continue your passion, just finish your education so that you have that backup plan. Because I really do feel like you're going to regret it. I'm 40 years old. I did the same thing when I was young, and I never went back. I was able to be successful, but it's something that I still hold, you know, in my heart. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I would have gotten finished my education. So, I mean, no one wants to tell you that, you know, not to chase your dreams. You know, my little girl wants to be a TikTok YouTuber, famous, you know, pop star. But, you know, it's my job as her parent just to kind of guide her in the right direction based on, you know, my life and, you know, different things like that. And you're so close, and it sounds like you're so intelligent. So I just feel like it would be a shame for you to not, you know, finish one thing that you are so close to completing.
Totally agree, Mel. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I mean, it's crazy. I want to talk about, like, your experience for a second, because how deeply did that affect you not finishing when you were so close?
It really definitely did, you know, affect me. I actually became a young mother, and, you know, my life took a different direction with that. But I actually still think, you know, oh, I want to go back, but I'm 40 years old. Do I really want to, you know, go through it all again? And, you know, but it is something deep in my heart that I still, I carry it with me. And I would hate, Ryan, for you in, you know, say 10, 15, 20 years to have that same thought. Because, yes, TikTok is huge right now and, you know, everything else. But you know what? It might not be so huge in 5 or 10 years. And then what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So I hate to be a downer. I don't want to come across as a downer.
No, you know? I don't think you're being a, I don't think you're being a downer at all. Like I, this is like, I literally had an extended conversation with my parents last night. It was the same type of thing. Like, you know, you want to have that backup plan.
Sure.
You want to have, you know, yeah, right. You want to have something that you can fall back on, especially like when you're going into the entertainment industry, which is spotty for a lot of people and really rough for a lot of people.
Is there a middle ground here? Maybe you do defer another semester and continue to pursue what you're doing. Can you maybe plan out a way to finish up those last six classes, like timeline, and really commit to that happening? Maybe that's another way to go about it. Because I'm torn on this one because I certainly agree with what your parents say and what Melissa's saying. But also, you know, you made a good point about you've got momentum right now. And if you don't keep going, who's to say that focusing solely on school for 4 months won't stop the momentum, right?
Ryan, can't you still do that, like, on the weekends and on your off time? Like, can't you still post your TikTok videos?
Yeah.
While you're in school?
I see, you know, and I see how that, like, that looks, like, very, I mean, it, I could I do it? Yes. But, like, going to school and taking five classes, and, like, if I were at school, for example, so I actually went back to campus, because, like, I think the middle ground core would be like if I were able to do these classes online, stay where I am, or travel wherever I need to go.
Absolutely. Right.
But if I'm like on campus, that really restricts. I mean, first of all, taking five classes on campus, I mean, it's, you know, legitimately like a job. So you know, you're taking all this time to go through these five classes, and it really does take away, like, you know, TikTok. It's fun. It doesn't feel like a job, but you could also think of it like a job because of the time that you're putting into it.
It's a lot.
Right. And so could I still do it? Yes. Would it be to the extent of what I'm doing right now, having deferred the semester? No. And to that analogy, and I'm just, you know, playing my side of or what I think, like when I think about walking on this path 999 steps and then not taking that final step.
Right.
If I take 999 steps on one path and then I have one step to finish, but on that 999 step, I see another path that's a lot brighter. And it might be at the beginning of that path, but it has a really bright future. You know, I would hate myself if I never took that first step in that direction.
Ryan,
and, you know, it's not to say...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Ryan. Sorry. I didn't...
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, no. I was just saying, you know, it's not to say I won't go back and finish. And ideally, like I was saying, like, I could take these classes online and, you know, kind of do it at the same time without getting overloaded.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the move to try to.
Because going back, I think, will be a waste of time, regardless of whether you're an up and coming actor or whether you're just finishing. It's just a waste of energy because college isn't the same. Like, it's just not.
Yeah,
I don't think you should go back.
There's that
I think you should finish it in an alternative way. And that's the tea with that.
Melissa,
I'm wiping my hands at this.
Thank you for the phone call and sharing your experience. We certainly appreciate that. And
absolutely no problem. Hey, Ryan, good luck with your decision, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Right. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye, Melissa.
All right. Thanks for all the people that reached out. 585-222-9800. All the texts, all the comments on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, are you ready to reveal the poll? I mean, obviously, this is going to be the ultimate.
It's like neck and neck.
The ultimate decision.
It?
It's Savage or Sensible. It's law, basically. I hope you know that.
Yeah, essentially.
So I have to go with whatever decision.
Yes, you must.
You're
there is no choice.
Complicated.
I didn't know. I signed that contract coming in there. Oh, my God.
Today's Savage or Sensible, deferring another semester of college, even though your parents want you to finish up school. 80% of the people voting say sensible. Well, good news, Ryan. You can still live on and pursue your dreams.
There you go.
In all seriousness, though, I think we found a happy middle ground here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody can be happy. Even though you're not going to need your degree because you're going to be ultra famous and rich and not have to worry about having this fall back.
Like you're going to the biggest thing you're going to have to worry about in like 5 years from now is getting insurance for your apps.
Oh, I was going to say the biggest thing you're going to have to worry about 5 years from now is Breezy in your bushes looking through your windows.
Oh, well, that too, obviously.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.